FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Oh, man, very soon we play a game where we try and make the mundane sexy.
Yeah. It's pretty. It's called Make It Saucy.
Are you,
I'm excited. I'm dancing because I'm so excited. One, I love Marvin Gaye, but two, Make It Saucy. It's been a while.
Oh,
pretty keen to get it back. If you can make the boring stuff sound sexy, then, in about half an hour, we want you.
How good's the opener?
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make It Saucy.
Oh, there's Belle. Our old producer.
Haven't we got some Lawrence Mooney doing some work for some new openers for us?
Nah, maybe. That's in the works.
That's under lock and key.
Possibly. Hey, last night we had Andy Lee on the show. That's right, where we said that we were the only show never to have Hamish and Andy on talking about True Story. But last night Andy came on and was telling us about last night's episode of True Story, which has this guy going to a barbecue and he's wearing some short, stubby shorts. And it's very unfortunate when he sits down on the chair, one of his testicles come out of the shorts. Yeah. Except then a kid throws a ball and what happens next is absolutely insane.
The dog jumps up, he misses the ball, but clasps down.
Hang on, no, okay. So a kid throws a ball and it's heading towards the groin of this guy sitting down with his ball out.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then there's a dog.
Jumps up, he misses the ball, but clasps down on Phil's left testicle. And then gets lockjaw.
Oh my.
So it's not crunching it, but it's not letting go. It's like perfectly housed, like a pearl in a clam.
So we thought it'd be fun to jump on the phone right now on 133353 and ask the question, what got you in the balls? What got you in the balls? What happened to your balls? What got you in the balls?
I've thrown a ball and hit someone's balls pretty badly, made someone cry.
That's good. You could call 133353 with that, Ollie.
Okay. Not proud of it.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M, we have questions. Give us a call. Don't you forget about me, Simple Minds, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Get involved in the socials at any time across Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Tom and Ollie. It's after 9 o'clock, so I have to press play on this.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Hey, last night we saw another episode of Hamish and Andy's True Story on Channel 9, and we had Andy in here yesterday, talking about that. There was an amazing story about a guy who was at a barbecue in the 80s. He had some short, stubby shorts on. He sat down on the chair. One of his testicles fell out. And then a kid opposite him threw the ball. And as the ball was flying towards his groin, I'll let Andy finish it.
Jumps up. He misses the ball, but clasps down on Phil's left testicle. And then gets lockjaw. So it's not crunching it, but it's not letting go. It's like perfectly housed, like a pearl in a clam.
So because of this, we're asking on 133353, what got you in the balls? It's pretty simple.
Some guy called Andy's called up. Good evening, Andy.
Guys, just heard you talking about the show. Thanks heaps.
Oh, Andy Lee.
Oh, Andy. What's going on, mate?
The main reason for my call, I do have a good hit in the ball story, but we talked about using you guys at the right time.
Yeah.
Hamish and I, the show rated its best ever yet last night.
Mate, you're joking.
We're not joking, and we've traced it back, and we think it's to the exact interview I did with you guys last night.
Mate, checks out.
Yes, so if Tim O'Matic's going to call you up for Dance Boss or whatever's going to happen, just expect the phone to be running hot. Anyway, just quickly, on the last day of school for me, I was walking home.
Yeah.
In a big bunch of people. And then I just hit the deck and vomited everywhere.
Why?
And I was perfectly sober. I've been hitting the balls, right? An egg had come flying from a car.
You got egged.
And it got egged and hit me in the nuts and brought me to my knees and vomited everywhere. So I went to retrieve, the egg hadn't broken, and was like, oh, wow, that's incredible. It was with such velocity from this car. And so I went and picked up the egg, and it was a hard-boiled egg.
Oh, my God. It's aggressive.
Yeah, exactly.
You were the school captain, Andy.
I don't know. I wasn't, but I certainly was no one's captain.
Oh, Andy. Well, I feel for you all, and I will not say that.
Did you just drop your phone? I was like, Andy, you've turned into an alien there. Well, thank you very much for giving us a call. And if you do want to chat next week, although, do we want the ratings to go up on True Story? Now we hold the power.
I thought we said don't watch the show. So, you know, it's interesting that the numbers went up. But good on you, Andy, and go watch True Stories if you haven't seen it on Nine Now.
Yeah, 133353. What got you in the balls? G'day, Mark.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, mate.
I just want to say happy birthday, Andy.
Mark, are you from a famous radio station as well? Or you're just, you haven't got your own radio show?
Cross-channel action. No, I used to do fly in, fly out work on one of the camps, and they had a pretty brand new tennis court out there. One of the guys thought he was a pretty good power server, and he decided to lay one up and got me straight in the Just Crackers. And I reckon I hit the deck for about 15 minutes before I was able to get up.
Oh, man.
Bit of a Sam Groth. Doing a mega serve.
self-assessment to see if everything was still intact, but luckily it was.
Yeah.
Were you on the Ontacar or the grass covered in orange dust?
Oh, mate, it was terrible. Yeah.
It's brutal stuff. But getting in the balls is just one of the worst things ever. And 133353, what got you in the balls? Give us a call. In the meantime, I've got some news slashing Miles Kennedy right now. It's called Driving Rain. You're on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. Naughty, after nine.
Andy, stop calling, mate.
Yeah,
mate, you've got your own show. It's a podcast.
Check it out on Podcast One, by the way. It's new music from Slash and Miles Kennedy. It's called Driving Rain. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions and very soon we'll ask you to make the mundane sexy in a game we call Make It Saucy.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
We're asking what got you in the balls, what hit you in the nads.
Yeah, after last night's episode of True Story, Hamish and Andy's True Story, which you can catch at 8:40 on Channel 9 every Tuesday.
My best offering for that is just hair clippers have nicked the balls, doing a bit of trim and did draw blood. But
not as bad as that dog on True Story, though, clamping down on that guy's testy. Insane.
That's horrible. But I have been on the other end. I was a kid, probably about maybe 15 years old in the backyard playing cricket with some family friends. And we're using a real hard ball, and for some
like
reason...
Like a cricket ball?
Yeah, like an actual, real ball, yep. And
who uses a real cricket ball in backyard cricket?
Yeah, I know, it's a bit dangerous.
You use a tennis ball, mate.
For some reason, I just got annoyed, and I threw the ball at the batsman, like after some... Anyway, here was a kid who was like 2 years younger than me, so maybe like 13, which when you're a kid does feel like a large age gap. Hit him in the balls. He went down and was like, you got me. And called his mum and stuff. And I, you know, it was awkward. And I felt bad immediately. And he was really upset.
Hey, 133353, if you can get involved in this one. Hey, Adam.
How you going?
Good, Adam.
Good, buddy.
How are you?
We're going to the balls.
Tom, Ollie, how are you?
Yeah.
Good, Adam. How are you? Oh, we've done that. Yep, we're good.
National when I was playing darts, me and my brother-in-law.
Yep.
And,
playing darts, yeah.
I was playing darts and then pretty much a dart bounced off the...
I'm going to play it out and say a dart hit him in the balls.
Yeah.
And that's a great
Is that
story.
Correct? Did a dart hit him in the balls, our producer Tom? Oh my God, that's insane.
It bounced off the floor, hit the wire, bounced off the floor, hit him.
Oh my God.
Great story, Tom. Love it. Actually, from now on, can you just do all those stories for the listeners?
Absolutely not.
Thank you very much, producer Tom, for answering all those phones. Michael on 133353, what got you in the balls?
I got hit by fireworks in the balls.
Cracker. In the cracker.
Yeah, it wasn't too fun, and I think I was about 9 years old, so they just finally dropped, and then they got them smashed back in.
Oh, my God.
Well, what are we talking, like a little whizzing round one or a big, like a Roman candle or...?
I'm not sure what it was, but it was big at the time. It was one of those 16 shots in one go, and it was New Year's Eve, and we stuck it up on the top of the letterbox, but we had one of those pyramid-shaped letterboxes with the four sides.
Yeah.
So we're all on the veranda, and this thing's shot a few up in the air, then tipped over and started shooting them back towards us.
Oh,
and, that gives me PTSD hearing that sound.
Oh, no.
It's going to send me into a shock, but, I sort of got hit a few times here, there, and everywhere, and it sort of hit me dead center and then dropped to the ground and exploded. So I got hit in the nuts and then burnt on top of that. So
did it burn the skin?
it was all on the outside of the pants. So I had like burn mark and the gunpowder and all that sort of stuff. But
it's just full on.
A mate of ours, Tom, got a cracker landing in his Blundstone boot. And Mark, and burned his foot badly.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yes, yes. It was a real dark moment in his life.
Chris on 133353, what got you in the balls?
So I was walking down a hill with a missus at the time, and she just happened to trip over her own feet. And as I sort of laughed at her and stood over her, she's risen her legs. And I've tumbled down the hill with her. And it was all good at the start, but then it sort of went up like a golf ball a couple of days after, and turned out it ended up being a cyst on there.
Oh, you had a cyst
on your ball?
To begin with.
No, she created it. Like, she made it. She did it, but...
Oh, man.
Yes. Wow.
So, years down the track, I thought I'd never be able to produce, but it's all good.
Oh, no, we can hear that from the background of the phone call. 133353, what got you in the balls? It's Tom and Ollie. Triple M. Powderfinger with Already Gone. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. You reckon you can make the mundane sexy? Well, we'll find out in a game that we call Make It Saucy in about 10 minutes' time.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Just a reminder, always get involved on the socials. Tom and Ollie across Instagram, Facebook or Twitter. 1984 Smith Morgan has done just that, Ollie. He's messaged us in and said, hello.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay, well, thanks for that.
Do you know what I wrote back?
What?
Hello.
Yeah, could have guessed it. You're just as good as him, Tom.
Thanks, mate.
On 133353, what got you in the balls? Oh. We're getting so many stories of poor old blokes, no girls calling up.
Couldn't believe. So gendered, aren't we? Unashamedly.
Come on, girls, get involved.
Maybe you got a lad in the balls, then the girls can call.
Aladdin in the balls.
Shut up, mate. How insane, though, when Andy called up before, Andy Lee from Hamish and Andy, he got hit in the balls and he vomited. In front of a large group of kids at school.
Can happen. If you get hit real hard, it's one of the most horrid pains.
I didn't know that you could vomit from it, though. That's insane. That must be a hard hit. Yeah. And it was a hard-boiled egg in his case.
And it probably made an egg, didn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, or a cyst.
Huh?
Scott, I'm on 3353. What got you in the balls?
And it wasn't actually me. It was one of my mates. He was working as a carpenter on a roof. And he was... And he slipped, and he had a nail gun, and he actually shot himself in the left testicle.
Oh.
Right through the skin and out the other side. Nailed to the piece of wood.
No!
And they actually had to do, I'm not sure how they did it, but they had to remove the nail to get him loose.
Oh!
Like Jesus.
Yeah, mate. He got a nickname, Squirky, after that. You can understand why.
Because did Jesus have it on the down there, or just the arms and the legs?
Sorry, mate.
What's that, mate? G'day, Todd. How you doing?
Good, fellas. How are you?
What got you in the ball, Scott?
At work, sitting down, welding some part of a car at some stage, and I had a piece of metal drop down that went through my overalls, went through my pants, went through my jocks, and then scraped along my scrotum and out the other side.
Oh!
Like a sharp bit of metal.
No, like molten, like melted metal.
Oh, my God.
So it would have been 5,000 degrees or whatever it is, I don't know. And
What happened to your scrotum after that,
I've got an inch and a half scar where it's just seared and burnt down my scrotum.
So were you, like, almost nailed to that spot, or how did that work? Was it stuck in there?
No. It had gone through my clothes, across my scrotum, and then out the bottom side. I clothes off, everything. I was... to the nearest water trough, and I was there for about 45 minutes.
Oh, wow, sitting in the wow. Andrew, 133353. What got you in the balls?
There you go, fellas.
Yeah, good, mate.
Yeah, this actually happened a couple of weeks ago. I was on the Bucks.
Oh no.
And went paintballing, and they made me do the buck run.
Oh yeah.
And even though I had a box on, I think my right testicle was popping out the side, and I got one in the nut.
Oh, no. I mean, it hurts when you get it in the belly.
Yeah, this I dropped so hard, and I was there for 10 minutes on the ground.
Who shot you?
My brother.
And so your Bucks party was just, like, ruined for you?
No, I carried on. Kept going.
Ah, couple of frothies, mate.
That's it, mate. Keep going. And the best part was the paintball didn't break.
Triple
The paintball didn't break. You're that big of a man, Andrew. Good on you, buddy.
All right, Brian. Last one. We can't do what got you in the balls all night.
Hello.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
How you doing?
Good, mate. How's your evening? What are you doing?
Working.
What is the life of Brian like?
Not too bad.
Yeah. What got you in the balls, mate?
Mate, it was about 24 hours after my snip, the vasectomy. Mm-hmm. Didn't have a good one anyway, so I'm lying in bed and there's pain and swelling going on. My 8-month-old son climbs up on the bed. He comes attempting to walk across towards me. He's, you guess it, he stumbled forward and he put his hands out to stop himself and straight on the axe, mate. It was the worst pain I've ever experienced in my life. And I pissed blood for days.
Oh, no.
No.
Tom and Ollie
on Triple M. A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's. Oh. After 9.
All right, this is some fun. This is really time to knuckle down, jump on the phone 133353 and play a game called...
You can make any...
That didn't make any sense. This is the name of the game.
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
Is it just me or has that guy got a somewhat of a Latino accent? Or am I imagining that?
I think it's from a film.
Is it?
You can make anything sound sexy.
Oh, I thought it was someone who worked here.
No, not at all. Here's what happens. You jump on 133353 on the phone, and all you do is explain to us what you're doing right now. So anyone can get involved. But I chuck a little saxophone behind it. And then you tell us in a sexy voice.
The challenge is to make the boring stuff sound sexy.
I'm going
to
give you one that we got that was quite good. From Cheryl. Take a listen.
I've just got out of my scrubs. Get out of that dirty gear that I've been working all day, giving those rub downs, giving those sponge baths.
Okay, so that's a good one.
Nice.
Then I'll just play you Jimmy's and see what you think about this.
Watching
one.
TV with his
family. G'day, boys. I'm just sitting here at home with my little sister and my mum.
What a horrible
watching
stuff.
Watching TV and, there's some bad, bad boys. Me and Mum can't handle it.
Yeah. Jimmy watching Survivor wasn't the best.
I like Jimmy.
Really?
That for me, that hit the spot.
Okay.
That was saucy.
Well, if you want to have a go, we have a Tom and Ollie limited edition key ring that we can give you. 133353. Get involved and make it saucy. Make the mundane sexy. In the meantime, turn it up. The Killers, Somebody Told Me, an absolute classic track. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Vance Joy with We're Going Home. You've tuned in a great time because you're listening to Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Haven't done that one before.
What's that voice?
I don't know.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
I'm just really excited because we get to play this game.
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
And this is where I really get into my element. 133353, you get involved. You make the mundane sexy, mate. You let us know what you're doing right now. You just say it in a sexy voice. And then you've made it saucy.
They say in radio, use your normal voice, Tom. So that's my advice. But let's...
this is my normal voice.
Let's go to our first player, Troy. Good evening, Troy.
Hi, Tom.
No.
Hi, Molly.
Wait. Hang on. Troy, we haven't kicked the saxophone off yet, mate.
Now, your job, Troy, is to make the mundane things you're doing right now, make them sound a bit saucy. Let's kick that saxophone off. And I'm going to leave Troy to you, Tom.
Oh, great. Hey, Troy.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good, Troy. What are you up to?
Just driving in a van, a slick white van.
Oh, nice.
Off to do a job.
Who's in the van with you, Troy?
Just by my lonesome.
Oh, no way.
It's meant to be sexy.
Oh.
Troy, that's not sexy, mate.
Oh, really? Why?
It's disgusting and disturbing, and it sounds like you should be in jail. But thank you anyway. Thanks for playing. Let's go to Liam on 133353. Evening, Liam.
Hey, mate. How are you going?
Good. I'll take Liam. He sounds more normal.
Great.
All right, Liam, what are you up to?
In an Uber pool, baby.
Uber pool?
Uber pool. I'm about to hop in the car.
This could be awkward. You're going to have a random with you.
No, I saw your eyes. I saw your eyes and I'm mesmerized.
Are you in the car yet?
I'm in the car.
Who's in there with you?
You, baby.
Okay, well, I'll go with it. Sure, where are we going?
I'm going to your house, Troy.
Troy was the last caller. Okay, it's not that hard, this game. You just call up and describe what you're doing in a sexy voice. It's not rocket science.
But I liked Liam. I liked Liam's Uber pool kind of adventure. It was almost a choose your own there at that stage. Yeah. Let's go to Adam. Adam, I'm going to kick it off with the saxophone and then you get straight into it.
Hey, boys.
Oh, hey, Adam.
Grasping gently but firmly onto my steering wheel as
I guide
my big van into work.
Oh, no way, Adam. How big's your van?
It is huge. And I'll be pulling on some thick cables tonight.
Oh, no.
Running them through some ceiling spaces into some tight holes.
Oh, my God.
The cable guy over here.
No, well, don't ruin it. Look, Adam, you are fair in for the key ring, I reckon. But let's go to one more, Ollie, just to make it fair. You can have a go at Dean.
Evening, Dean.
Evening. How are you?
I'm real good. How are you? That's more at the point.
I'm quite horny at the moment.
No, you've cooked it, Dean. Adam, well done. You win yourself a Tom and Ollie key ring, mate.
Oh, thanks, mate. That's awesome.
We need to get the audio of Dean saying, "I'm quite horny at the moment." That's a good little bit of audio.
Adam, have fun laying cable tonight, mate. Yeah,
stuff.
Cool.
What we learned there is that Adam proved that it's not about going too hard like Dean or about being a silly voice. Just talk us through in a sexy way what you're doing.
We'll wrap things up after this. It's Noiseworks. Take me back. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions, especially for people like Dean. Jeez. Triple M's Tom and Ollie wrapping up another stellar night of radio. We have questions. That's what we do. How good was Dean just before? I mean, he really cooked Make It Saucy, didn't he?
Evening. How are you?
I'm real good. How are you? That's more at the point.
I'm quite horny at the moment.
I mean, like, come on, mate.
That's like in poker, laying all your cards out in the very first round of the deal. Thanks for that, though, for getting involved. What a show, Tom. Can I say, a couple of huge highlights. Block Theory Chat.
By the way, this is the Interstellar main theme.
Well, we used this because we spoke to Christy Miller, who is a time-travelling or just time expert.
I mean, take a listen to what she was talking about.
What is present to us is past to everyone who's later than us. So everyone who exists from now onwards is in our future, but we're in their past because past, present and future are all completely relative.
I mean, just very, mind-blowing.
Very insightful. And also talking about the NFL and this saga with the players...
Colin Kaepernick.
Colin and Eric and others who... knelt during the anthem and the fallout after Colin was named Nike's ambassador. That was a wonderful chat with Jay Mueller, who's an expert.
And then Andy Lee calling in, telling us how he got hit in the balls and vomited.
Worth podcasting, I'd say, Tom. Oh, and also pranking my girlfriend, Sarah.
Oh. Did she know that it was a prank?
Nah, she was too drunk.
All right, we'll see you later.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter @TomandOllie.